Okay, now in our brief discussion in Study 2, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity, and we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in Study 2, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity, and we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in Study 2, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity, and we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in Study 2, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity, and we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in Study 2, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity, and we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity. And we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity. And we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity. And we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity. And we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity. And we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity. And we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity. And we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity. And we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity. And we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity. And we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity. And we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity. And we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity. And we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. and as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity. And we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity. And we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity. And we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity. And we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity, and we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity, and we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity, and we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity, and we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity, and we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. we saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity, those kind of things. And his communicable attributes were his holiness and his goodness and his righteousness and his truth and his love. And we call them communicable because God's intention is that by creating human beings in his... Okay, now in our brief discussion in study two, we had a talk about a brief introduction to the matter of the Trinity, and we spoke of three persons in the triune Godhead, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We saw that each of these persons shares in the eternal divinity of God. None of them ever came to be, they always were. That's kind of one of the questions that puzzles people sometimes, isn't it? Who made God? Well, if he's made, he's not God. But these three persons always were. And as such, each three share in the divine attributes. Remember how we talked about the communicable and the incommunicable attributes of God? The incommunicable attributes were his omnipresence, his omnipotence and his omniscience, and there may be others, his eternity.